This is Bob Burnell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. This could be very cool. A couple of years ago, Light Switch brought its Nature of Light show to the Payne Art Center and Gardens. Now the Community Foundation, along with the Oshkosh Convention and Visitors Bureau, has hired Light Switch to develop a concept to bring a new lighting project to City Bridges and the Riverwalk area, too. City Bridges have been lit up for about 10 years, but the technology is old and somewhat limited. A small demonstration of what could be done is located near the Main Street Bridge in Riverside Park. The CVB and the Community Foundation are finalizing a proposal right now and could start fundraising later. The State Department of Transportation is asking for public comments on its planned bridge improvements on Highway 44. The Bridge Improvement Project website is now live and accepting comments. Construction of that new bridge will start in the fall of 2026 and should be completed in 2027. If you plan to take part in No Mow May, today is the last day to register your yard with the City of Oshkosh. Page 2, you have just one more night to say goodbye to Washington and Merrill Elementary Schools. That's tomorrow night, May 1st. Both schools will be replaced by the new Menominee Elementary School this fall. Tours of Merrill go from 5 till 7 p.m. Tours of Washington from 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Washington was built back in 1957, Merrill in 1901. The City of Oshkosh will be mailing out notices to change assessments to property owners in Bay. City officials say just because your assessment has gone up, it doesn't mean you'll pay more in property taxes. And a new mural is on display at Reed Elementary School. The mural is part of a larger project to revitalize the school playground. The painting celebrates the school's diversity along with the school's pride. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh assistant men's basketball coach Kyle Jones has a new job. He's been named the head coach of basketball at Simpson College in Iowa. Stevie Clark of Oshkosh North and J.J. McKellips of Lourdes have been selected to play in the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Boys All-Star Game coming up in June. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.